Now turn to part two. You will hear a radio program in which a police officer talks about his upcoming retirement. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences.
So now we're going to hear from Joe Mister, who is a police officer about to retire. So Joe, tell us how you feel about retiring the police force.
Well, next month I will be retiring from the police force at the age of 54, which might seem very early for most people, but since I was offered the opportunity, I took it. Working as a police officer is a very hard work, not just physically but mentally as well. It's very important to keep up with modern technology. When I was just a boy, starting out in the force, we only used paper and pencil as our office supplies. But now they demand from us to do computer training courses, which, I agree, are very useful these days for some of us older folks. I do miss the days when a PC was just a police constable.
What other advances have you experienced?
Well, for the first part, DNA testing is advancing a lot these days. You can build a DNA test from just a small piece of skin or flesh left at a crime scene. It's a very good thing, even if I don't quite understand how it works. But anyway, the fact is, I am very excited to be retiring. It is becoming harder and harder each day for me to keep up with such technology. I am also very lucky to receive a good pension. Nowadays, police officers make a lot more money than when I first started off.
Do you think police work is more effective now with such technological advances?
I think for most part, yes. But we still need to have brave and skillful police officers to do the general investigations and street work. No matter how much technology you have, you won't make it as a police officer if you crumble under the pressure. I have seen this has happened one too many times where a police officer straight out of the academy will have a change of heart after about 2 weeks on the job. They go on to become lawyers or legal assistants. They prefer doing paperwork to roaming the streets for delinquents.
Joe, do you remember any story that is particularly funny?
I remember one afternoon I walked into our police station to start my shift, and they told me that they had sent a young officer, Thomas, on a domestic. They gave me the address because he hadn't been responding for over 20 minutes, so they were afraid that he was lost or had an accident. I went towards the location driving as fast as I could, and when I got there, I saw the young officer sitting in the car. It was weird because it looked like he was reading a book, so I tapped on the window, which made him jump. Then he rolled down the window and I could see he was looking at his statute book, or law book as we called them back then. I asked him what he was doing and he replied, "I am trying to find the law that I can arrest someone for when I get to the house. I don't want to look stupid."
So what are your plans for retirement?
Well, my wife thinks I will be hanging around the house all day and become very bored. But I've been thinking of starting some hobbies. I have always been interested in gardening. I know this sounds very odd coming from a police officer, but when I was a little boy, I always used to help my mother in the garden with her plants and herbs, which she later on used to cook with. She used to make a great roast beef. But other than that, I guess I will be doing what most retired police officers do, which is playing tennis and having lunch with other ex-police officers at the private club we go to. I hope to have a very relaxing retirement after all those years chasing criminals.
Well, Joe, I wish you enjoy your now permanent vacation and are able to make the most of it. Good luck and thank you for joining us today.
That is the end of part two.